Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I want to go see them at some point.
It would be cool. It looks like an unbelievable light show that comes with it.
Yeah, I have friends that go all the time. They're like, I can't get tickets. And we all know that a big part of their history is located in the studio right next door and the support they got from our good friends at WNCX. So good luck to you if you get a chance to win that. We're looking forward to it. Okay, tell me about Mike Lombardi. What did Mike Lombardi have to say on the Bill Simmons podcast? I'm sure that, it's almost like if there's a little spark in Berea or anything that could be a little bit controversial, you know who's hopping on the pile, right? Mike Lombardi will have a take on it, and what do you have to say?
Well, so Bill Simmons' Friday podcast does a sit-down with Michael Lombardi. Finally got a hold of him, the two of them, talking NFL. They cover the Jets. They cover the Giants. They cover all of the different messes going on. They're going to talk about the Jags a little bit later on in this show as well. But the one that we're focused in on is, well, the topic that everybody in the NFL seems to have some, or anybody in media seems to have a thought on, and it's Deshaun Watson. And so Michael Lombardi was asked about Deshaun Watson. They started talking about it a little bit, and Lombardi was asked, what does this guy kind of look like? Well, Lombardi had this to say.
That's your former general manager, Mike Lombardi. Could you imagine the meetings with Joe Banner, Lombardi? When Jimmy Haslam walked in the door here in Cleveland, he'd be like, what?
I think what are loud we doing? And opinionated.
Yeah.
And strongly opinionated with the two of them.
I'm sure there's probably no love lost between the three of those guys. But imagine what it was like. And, Jimmy was just walking in the door, first-time owner. I can't imagine what it was like to be in those meetings. I think it'd be actually kind of funny.
Has that crossed your mind at all with Watson?
Not really. Not until he said it. Maybe it's in the back of my mind, and I was hoping that that might not be true, and I'm still hoping that it's not true. I don't. When you watch him play, do you think like there were points last year I would never have said that about him? When he was in that 5-game stretch last year, I hate the fact that we're hanging our hat on a 5-game stretch for this guy too, but. You're looking at it and you're saying, is he right? Is Mike Lombardi right? Is it Deshaun Watson got paid and doesn't care? That's Mike Lombardi's words. I can't buy that.
Correct.
I have a lot of trouble swallowing that.
I do too. And I think part of it is the fact that it's like, wouldn't all of us love to be in that situation where we could just be handed a whole bunch of cash? And what would happen if you were in that situation? Would you have the same drive? Would you have the same want for more? Would you have that? Or would you be someone who would go, I'm done, goodbye?
I think the problem sometimes is, and this is just for average folks.
That, right. And that's the thing, is we're talking average folks. I'm not portraying myself.
I think sometimes like you sit there and you go, I want this dream job. I want this dream job. I want this dream job, right? I know I can do this. I know I can do this. I know I can do this. And then all of a sudden says, okay, here's the chance. Do it. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute. I got to do this now. I don't get it. And then all of a sudden you start, I always find it interesting, and this is non-football related, but I find it interesting that you might want a job, and then all of a sudden you have a job, and you might look at the person you replaced or the person who left before you, and then you realize how much work they actually did when it's your turn to do the job.
Right.
Or how much more work you might be willing to put in or things like that. I have probably found in most jobs that I've been in where I've had the opportunity to move up, that I never realized, you know, some of the things that you had to deal with. I know when I was doing TV, the sports director stuff, like I never realized the drama that would be around me from other people that you don't think about. You're like, I just want to go out there and do good sports cast. And then all of a sudden you're like, what's going on? But this doesn't apply to Deshaun.
No.
But I do think that sometimes when you get the job and you get the paycheck that you want, it is easy to kind of look and go, oh, well, I got a paycheck coming in here and I mean, Mike might be right on is it human nature once you get that? Or is the only person that hasn't really, I worried about that for LeBron. When LeBron first started, he got handed everything, money, fame, fortune, and he hadn't really proved anything in the NBA before he did it. And yet he's lived up to all of it, lived up to every moment of hype that he ever had when he was young, when he probably didn't deserve it, but he lived up to it. So you're like, okay, now I understand that. But I think human nature says, you get the big check, it's easy to not be in fifth gear.
Well, right. It goes a couple different directions. One of them is you get the big check, you never hear from the person ever again. The other one is the great phrase that I was always told, which was, if you were walking down the street with Bill Gates, Steve Ballmer, Warren Buffett, anybody that you want, Jeff Bezos, you can pick whatever combination of extremely rich people that are out there. If you walked down the street, there was a $5 bill sitting on the ground, the two of them would shove you out of the way to fight each other to get that $5 bill. That was always the phrase I was told with those guys of how they're wired. And so I am not saying that that's Deshaun Watson either direction, folks. I'm just throwing that out there as a thing, as a thought. And so I hope not. I don't know. I'm not in Deshaun Watson's head. But I don't know. The things that I could point to that concern the hell out of me, if we're being real honest, this is courtesy of Nate Tice out of his piece on Yahoo here. The concept showing lack of faith in the quarterback and statistics back that up. Not a single one of Watson's five pass attempts on third and long, 7+ yard situations, went past the first down marker.
Is that by design, though?
I hope not. I mean, if you're third and long and you're not throwing the ball past the sticks, I don't know what's
up. I'm just trying to replay those plays in my head. I'm trying to remember, did the ball die before the first yard, or was the route before the first yard marker? That's my question. If the route or maybe the release valve throw on a long because everyone else is covered, is it before? So I don't know.
Some of those screens too. You could easily point to that on top of it, of basically like the give up play of we hope we get this. But there weren't a whole lot of screens in that game to begin with. So again, I don't know. I'm not in Deshaun Watson's head. But the fact that we're even having this level of a conversation,
yeah, but my first thought on that is the play designed to be beyond the sticks? Because there have been plenty of times. Is at least one of the options beyond the sticks? That's probably the better way to look at it, because I don't know that it's fair. You would think that in 90% of plays that offensive coordinators would draw up or call, that if you needed 7 yards, that someone's going to be 2 yards on the other side of the sticks.
Exactly.
But you also have to have safety valves to be able to go somewhere if those guys are covered, because good defenses know, well, they got a good 7 yards, so we better make sure that we're on these guys tight.
This is a real rudimentary point. Do we think Kevin Stefanski is a good coach? A good offensive mind?
Is he a good coach? Is he a good offensive coordinator? Right. Is he a good leader?
They go hand in hand. Just yes or no. Just yes or no.
Yeah, I tend to say yes. Yes.
That you probably have sub guys who are past the first down marker when you're looking for a first down.
I got to go back and look at the all-22, but yeah, okay.
Or you're running some form of a screen. Okay, like that's it. I know that's very rudimentary. I know we can poke holes in this. I totally understand that. But that's kind of the point of this. I am not in Deshaun Watson's head. I don't know if he has basically gone, I'm paying, I'm happy, I'm good. Anything from here is gravy. I don't think that is the case. I hope that isn't the case. But the fact that it's a conversation topic concerns the hell out of me.
Yeah, I guess so. The other part is that you have to kind of remember, you know, not only on this not being able to throw the ball, but the Mike Lombardi premise in itself. Like,
right. He's got axes to grind. We know.
Yeah, but and I don't necessarily, or is this just him saying, well, look at me, I can make fun of the franchise again.
Well, I don't think so, because they cover like seven different teams in the pod. So it's not like they just pointed and went, yep, Watson. Like, yep, let's do 10 minutes making fun of Deshaun Watson. Like, that's not there. It's analysis the whole way through. And we've got more from Michael Lombardi as well.
All right.
So
I know you guys want to talk about Mike Lombardi, so hang on the line, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. This was not the only nugget that he dropped on that podcast. Would you say the other one's a little bit bigger?
It's going to upset some people.
All right, so if you want, get a cup of coffee, relax, and then we'll get you fired up when we come back on the other side. Again, Mike Lombardi, what he had to say about what's going on with the Browns right now, in particular the quarterback situation. Brian Anderson at noon, Tim May at 12:40. All these things straight ahead on Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menig. I'm Andy Baskin. He's Dan Menigan. Jeff is off today. You'll be able to hear him on the Browns Radio Network for halftime and post during the game that you can listen to right here on 92.3 The Fan as the Browns take on Jacksonville. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. Listen to the whole thing here on 92.3 The Fan. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in so you can check in on the show. We got a couple of folks on the line. We're going to get to them in just a few moments. But we're checking out some stuff that was on a podcast earlier this week, and yes, it's your former general manager of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Lombardi, who was on the Bill Simmons podcast, and you know he was just talking a little bit about, hey, Deshaun Watson got paid, and maybe he's not living up to the expectations because you know the incentive isn't there. Dan, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, concern the hell out of me. I mean, I think that's my number one takeaway. It concerns the hell out of me. And it's not just because I think it's true or I don't think it's true. It's because we're having the conversation. And the fact that it's even been brought up by someone who has worked in the league. And yes, I know Lombardi has an axe to grind. He used to work here. All that stuff that everybody is going to point to excuse this away. But the fact that it is even a conversation is concerning. That's where I am.
All right, let me take a couple phone calls. And then I want you to hear this other thing that Mike Lombardi had to say. And you may get a little aggravated. Mike is in Bay Village. Hi, Mike. How are you,
Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Very well, man.
Hey, you know, I think there's a little bit to what Lombardi says. I've thought since the beginning, when he came back from the suspension, and it took him 2 or 3 weeks to get the rust off, it's like, hey, you're coming off a suspension. Everybody in Cleveland doesn't know who you are. You've had a bad rap going on. Wouldn't you do everything in your power to get yourself ready? Like maybe hire a bunch of guys and play full speed football for a while. He just has never seemed to have the motivation to try and to recover from the bad rap he gets everywhere. And I think it shows in everything he does. Watch his body language coming out of the huddle. He comes out of the huddle and he never's looking downfield to see what the defense is. He's just kind of there. And you watch him in the press conferences. He's got this deer in the headlights look like whatever. It's like I have a hard time seeing that he's got the motivation. So I don't think Lombardi's that far off. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you very much. I there's a part of me that thinks I think we would say this about anybody because it's human nature.
Well,
I also think, look, he came back from suspension. He hadn't played in a year. Then he started to finally, you know, we saw the first year we saw like one game and we're like, okay, that might be what we're looking for.
Right.
That's like Houston light. And then he ends up coming back and starts the season last year. But yet is hurt before the Ravens game at home. And,
it
you know, that wasn't good.
It looked good against a bad Tennessee defense.
Yeah.
It looked good against a really bad Arizona Cardinal defense. And I'm just, by the way, I'm not trying to discount. These are the teams that are on the schedule. These are just the facts. That Tennessee Titans defense was not very good last year. That Arizona Cardinal defense was dreadful last year. Okay? But he lit them up, and he found open guys, and he hit deep balls to Amari Cooper, and he hit David Njoku, and props to him for it. Right? And he played one really good half against Baltimore. And it started to look like it was clicking then, and then it fell apart.
The other optics that are bad on this is that you brought in a quarterback last year that helped you get to the playoffs who had no problem getting 300-yard games in. I know he threw the ball to the other team. I get it. I understand it. And if you're a fan, you're like, I don't see what management sees. And you know, that's part of being a fan. And I understand it, and I think we all think that sometimes.
Well, you have no control.
Right.
I mean, it's the hardest part about being a fan. You have no control over what the team does, and you wish you did.
Freddie is in Cleveland. Hey, Freddie.
How are you, Freddie?
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, let me just say this right here. We number one, it's a whole mess, man, because we bought damaged goods, number one. All right. We gave guaranteed money to damaged goods. We knew what we was getting from Houston, whether they want to admit to it or not. We bought damaged goods. Now on top of that, all right, we got a player who came here and we're asking him to do the impossible right now, man, which is overcome being that shoulder injury, be the guy he was back in Houston. Then we ask, and I'm not saying I'm riding for him because I'm going to flip to something else, but what I'm seeing is we bought damaged goods. Then look at it's pressure bust pipes, man. Look at this guy. I seen it Sunday. We asking this guy to be the old him. We're asking him to deal with the pressure and the criticism that's coming with this, the legal stuff that's going on with him, right? He got to overcome that. He got to overcome all and then try to win the Super Bowl with a team who ain't won one since forever, man, right? The guy got so much pressure, and then he got to deal with an offensive line. He got to deal with a old backup quarterback that came in and played better than him probably in his prime at one point. That's how it was looking. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
5,000 yards is pretty good on your resume. It is.
Man, he got so much going on that I'm putting myself in his shoes, man. The way he get drilled and ridiculed, whether he win, it's a damn if you do, damn if you don't with him, man, because I got paid. If I'm looking at it too, the city don't really care for me. Y'all, I got paid. I hate to say it, but you know what? I got paid. Y'all going to hate me if I win, and if I lose, y'all going to hate me, and if I win a Super Bowl, y'all still going to hate me. It doesn't matter. I got paid.
I don't know if I'm that far with it,
man.
Freddie.
I'm telling you, if he won the Super Bowl, no one would care.
I will give you this, there is a chunk that agrees with you. I will say that part of it, and I don't know how loud that chunk is, man.
But look, I'm not trying. So here's, I'm just trying to say what the people really would say, but people don't call into the radio shows all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
What people really think who's sitting at home watching this circus, man, is that you didn't see any motivation come out of it. Like the last caller said, watch his body language, man. He's throwing the ball down in the dirt.
Freddie, I got you. You know what's funny? I've heard more people talk about his body language in the last week than I have the entire time that he's been here.
Yeah.
Like they're watching him. And then, you know, the Betonio don't get up, how he's got to get up, and kind of looking like he was saying, please don't help me get up.
I agree with Joe Thomas on that one.
Yeah. I just think that story got blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
Let's go to Aurora. Susan. Hey, Susan.
How are you, Susan?
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Doing well.
Greenmen have a big game tonight, don't they? Keep going. Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep, they do.
Yeah. Yes, they do. So here's my thoughts on Deshaun. And I'm not saying that I want Baker back, but I'm just using him as an example. He was given a lot of bad press, but he took that as a chip on his shoulder. He went off to these other teams, and he's proven himself. And that's what I want to see in Deshaun. Like, he is not out there trying to prove himself. He doesn't take any of this to heart. He's just fallen down, and we're giving him all this money, and he's just fallen down. He's not doing anything, and I just, like, that is my biggest disappointment with him.
Is it correctable?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm tired of waiting for him. I'm tired of watching him going out there, and he just looks like a sad, pathetic quarterback, and I'm done with him.
All right, Susan, thank you very much. Dropping the mic.
That's a...
I wonder how many other people feel like she does, and I think that there's this... Let me cure the ails of the illness right now. A win on Sunday.
Oh, for that question.
And then all of a sudden, it's rhythmic chanting when I walk in the door about the Super Bowl. Right? That's what it is. If they win on Sunday, everybody changes their tune.
Without question.
Now, what she said will be in the back of your mind, waiting for the next week to see if week one happens again in week three. But week three is what? The Giants, right? That's who's after this? Yep, Giants.
Yeah, and they're...
So...
They're a mess right now.
Mike's in Brecksville. Hi, Mike.
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks. Listen, you know, one thing that everybody's been saying is him being, like, lost out there or whatever. It's really, and you've seen this in the other 30 quarterbacks we've been through, as soon as you look at his face, he looks scared when he's out there. He's not confident. He's not, like, no one is going to take it over. But here's the thing. We all know he's not doing well. We got to give him, like, two games. If he does the same thing he's done this past game, you got to sit him. And actually, you got to cut him. Then Barry,
Mike, you can't cut him.
You cannot cut him. If you cut him.
Hold on, time out.
Okay.
Time out. Yes, you can, because here's the thing. If he's not playing, he's sitting on the bench. What's the difference? He's not doing the
it's
job.
It's about so, the contract, so Mike. I mean, there's a much bigger picture
so,
thing going
so,
on.
So, Mike, here's the reason of it. Like,
hold on.
No, there is no hold on. You can't cut him. You can't. You can't. You.
If he's sitting on the bench or in the game, what's the difference of cutting him or sitting on the bench?
So what?
You let him sit on the bench.
So what you're saying is you want to send him home, correct? Is that what you're saying?
Oh. Get him out of the. Get him out of the.
Okay.
Locker room.
That I agree. Okay. That you can do.
And Barry's got to. Yeah, and Barry's got to do his job. Admit he was wrong, and fix the problem. And I'm going to tell you one other thing too. The best fix is if you cut him, and don't go crazy when I say this. You go in this year's draft, you go find Drew Aller. Hometown kid, he could be the up-and-coming quarterback. You got two other guys to play with, but you could groom him to be good. That's all I got to say.
All right. I do like Drew Aller. I'll be honest with you.
I think all of us like Drew Aller. All right. So for those of you
I just remember the first time I watched him play high school. He looked like a pro quarterback.
You can bench Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
You could send Deshaun Watson home and continue to pay the contract. You cannot cut him. If you cut Deshaun Watson, you would end up having to basically dismantle your team to be able to take on the cap hit that it would take. Like, you end up, I think it's like $119 million. You cannot cut him. So don't even, like, just get that out. Cut as in, like, I am done paying you. Go home. We're done here. You're a free agent now. You cannot do it because you would not be able to field an NFL team.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
So, like, that's the reason we were trying to correct Mike, is it's like that word you cannot say because it's just unfeasible. You could send him home with pay, but you can't just go, get out of here, you're gone.
All right, he talked about Andrew Berry and Mike Lombardi, who we're going to get to as soon as we come back. You are going to hear it as soon as we come back from the break. What he had to say about the way things shake out in Berea, you know, we're looking at another drama-filled situation, right? This is drama. And Mike's perspective as a guy that had an office in the building and how he thinks things are and how he thinks they're playing off. You are going to want to hear it next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.